This is Laura Dierda with the Becker's Payers Issue podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Amy Kahn, an executive medical director for Regions Health Plans. Dr. Kahn, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Laura, thank you for having me.
Before we jump into the questions, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Sure. You know, I'm one of the executive medical directors for Regents Health Plans, and we offer commercial, Medicare Advantage, and Health Exchange Blues products across four states in the Northwest. That's Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Utah. And professionally, I trained and practiced for a decade as a general internal medicine and addiction medicine physician, first with the Permanente Medical Group, which served Kaiser members in Northern California. Subsequently, I continued my focus on improving healthcare access for high-risk populations as an epidemiologist with the CDC's Epidemic Intelligence Service, a physician consultant with the Indian Health Service, and then a medical director of our care management activities for Medicaid lives with McKesson. Over the past decade, though, I've been serving in clinical leadership roles on the payer side, where I work really closely with employers and providers in the delivery of high-value healthcare that is person-focused and affordable. And in my current role as Regents EMD, I collaborate with engaged physicians and medical groups to offer accessible, high-value care that leverages things like telehealth, health information technology, and integration of health data to better serve patients, especially those most vulnerable members in our health plans.
Well, fantastic. It's great to have you here, especially with the many different perspectives of healthcare that you have. Now, given your current role, what are your priorities and how has your focus changed in the past year since the pandemic began?
Well, the pandemic has definitely shown us that we as a healthcare community are far more powerful when we work together. And this has helped us prioritize efforts to meet the healthcare needs of our members in our changed environment. For example, we've seen that virtual care can be quite effective, and many patients and providers appreciate the convenience and the efficiency. And in addition, as a plan, we've shifted our focus toward engaging more directly than ever before through employer and producer webinars and media engagements to educate and reassure members and the community as a whole about all matters COVID-19, making clear that payers bring significant clinical and public health insights and expertise to the table in full partnership with the providers and state public health communities.
Now, when you think about the conversations with members and providers, what do they look like today versus a year ago?
Well, at this point, you know, we're actively empowering our members to address their chronic condition care needs, accessing services for needed behavioral health support, and catching up on missed preventive care, including things like cancer screenings and blood tests to monitor illnesses. You know, due to the pandemic, we know some members may have postponed or just skipped recommended care. So conversations with providers have become much more collegial and candid, that beyond those traditional engagements over prior authorization and quality targets, discussions have broadened to conversations about practice and institutional financial challenges and what we as payers can do to further streamline processes and speed or even advance reimbursements. In addition to increasing access to behavioral health services, we're working with providers in recognizing the escalating need for emotional and behavioral health due to the pandemic. Regents is also taking action on several fronts, including with our customer service team, who are specially trained in mental health first aid, and with $11.5 million in community donations aimed at not only increasing access to services, but also addressing the stigma surrounding mental health issues.
Absolutely. That's really interesting and great to hear that you've been able to respond to some of the needs that the providers as well as your members have, both for their practices as well as the mental health aspect of things as well. Now, looking ahead, what does your strategy look like for the next 12 months?
So at this point, you know, it reflects several focus areas. First, stronger collaboration with employer clients, engaged providers, and connected members to better manage population health. and further integrating health data to identify health improvement opportunities, and then reaching out via digital platforms, promoting cost transparency and sharing quality outcomes with members and providers. Regents also recognizes that the pandemic has impacted seniors, Black, Indigenous, other people of color, and economically disadvantaged persons to a much larger degree. We are already proactively addressing this inequality in several ways and have plans in place to continue this work throughout 2021. For example, one of our Regents leaders, Tanya Adams, currently serves as a spokesperson for AHIP's Vaccine Community Connectors, supporting its goal to promote health equity by removing barriers to vaccinations for all high-risk Americans.
That's fantastic to hear. And I'm wondering, you know, one of the things you mentioned is obviously integrating more data and more cost transparency. When you think about those two things in particular, how do you anticipate they'll change the way that healthcare delivery is thought about, both from yourself as the payer as well as the providers?
I think we've got a new landscape, one that's much more likely to be person-focused and accessible for those who need care. So through the adoption of technologies, data integration, some of these platforms that allow people to access care when they need it, I'm definitely clear that we're going to see a much better outcome when it comes to efficiencies, costs, and assuring the delivery of high-value services.
Now, the last question I have here is, what are you excited about today and what makes you nervous?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I'm excited about the possibilities to transform healthcare to be more affordable and consumer friendly. I do worry a bit that, you know, these point solutions, which are gaining a lot of traction through private investment, may further drive us away from a fully informed and integrated healthcare model. It may even confuse consumers. The point solutions profusion, including the proliferations of tools, options, choices, has frankly overwhelmed even in the know healthcare consumers and may be standing in the way of personal accountability and full patient engagement by an accountable healthcare system. This is creating, you know, greater need than ever before for someone or something to help consumers navigate more effectively.
That's a great point. Dr. Khan, thank you so much for being here today. This has been a really fascinating discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Well, thank you so much, Laura. I really appreciate the opportunity to join you today. Stay well.